ready to kind of shortcut your way to affiliate marketing success.
Yeah.
We're going deep on niche selection today.
Absolutely.
Which is huge EE.
Yeah, it's
if you're starting an online business.
It's the foundation.
It's everything, right?
Yeah.
So we're checking out this blog post that's really practical.
Mm-hmm.
It's called How to Choose the Perfect Niche for Your Affiliate Marketing Business.
Okay.
From Your Own Online Income. And it was just published September 21st, 2024.
Fresh.
Super fresh.
Love it.
And this deep dive is going to be clutch because
oh, yeah.
I know you're interested in affiliate marketing.
Absolutely.
So first things first.
Yeah.
This article is all about the passion profit sweet spot.
Okay.
And you're probably thinking like, yeah, tell me something I don't know.
Right.
But wait, there's more to it.
Yeah.
Because it's not just some like fluffy thing.
Yeah.
It's actually really important to avoid burnout later.
Exactly. And see, that's what I love about this article is that they highlight that this is a long game.
Yes.
This isn't just something you're going to do for 3 months and become a millionaire.
Right.
You have to think long term. You know, you're going to be creating content. You're going to be researching. You're going to be engaging. And if you don't love your niche, you're going to burn out.
Yeah.
You really will. And the author's story actually highlights this perfectly.
Yeah. They were talking about how.
Yeah. They were bouncing around trying all these different niches and they were just like, ugh. You know, like nothing was clicking, nothing was working. And then they landed on digital marketing and it was like, boom.
Yeah, like a light bulb.
Passion met profit potential. And it all came together.
It's like when you find that thing.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
It's like dating, but for your business.
Yes.
You got to find the one.
Okay. But what if you are passionate about something?
Yes.
But you're not an expert.
Right.
This article says you don't have to be.
Which is great news because so many people get hung up on that.
They're
like, oh, I can't start this business because I'm not an expert. And it's like.
Yeah, you don't have to be a guru.
You don't have to be a guru on day one.
Right.
And actually, the real takeaway here is that people relate to learners.
Yes.
Think about it. Would you rather learn from someone who's preaching from a mountaintop or someone who's like, hey, I'm figuring this out alongside you. Let's do this together.
It's like those YouTubers who show all their fails. You learn way more from that than some polished, like perfectly edited thing.
Totally. And the author talks about their own journey with SEO and how they were very upfront about being a beginner and they shared their process, the good, the bad, the ugly. And you know what that did?
What?
It built credibility.
It makes them human.
Yeah. People were like, oh, wow, this person is just like me. They're learning. They're growing. They're not afraid to make mistakes. And that's huge because people buy from people they know, like, and trust. And you can build that trust by being transparent about your journey.
So what are you learning right now?
Ooh, good question.
That could be your business.
Exactly.
That's so smart. Like, teach what you wish you knew. Someone should write a book about that.
Right.
Okay, but passion and transparency aside.
Yeah.
We got to talk about data. You could be the most passionate person in the world about underwater basket weaving, right?
Okay.
But if nobody is searching for that.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
You got to see if there's an actual market for your passion. And this article does a really good job of breaking down those practical tools you can use.
Yeah. Like what?
So they talk about Google Trends, which is always a good time.
It's like a guilty pleasure.
I know, you just get lost in there.
You're like, oh, I remember that.
Yes.
Trending back in the day.
Exactly. So that's a good way to see like, okay, is interest in my niche like trending upwards or is it?
Yeah. Is it dying down?
Dying down. Yeah, exactly.
Are we on the downswing?
And then, of course, keyword research. Gotta love it.
The bread and butter.
They actually mentioned Jaxi specifically. It seems like they're big fans of Wealthy Affiliate.
Oh.
And then, and this is my favorite part. They even recommend lurking. I love that word.
Lurking.
In relevant forums and social media groups.
Okay, hold on. No, we're not talking about anything creepy, are we?
No, no, no. It's all above board.
Okay, good.
We're talking about market research. You know,
yeah.
Just seeing what people are talking about. What are they asking? What are their pain points?
It was like digital anthropology.
Exactly. You're going undercover in the digital world.
I love that.
Just to understand your audience better.
So we've got the data to back up our passion.
Yes.
But then there's the C word.
The competition.
Yep.
Dun, dun, dun.
I feel like people are either like, oh yeah, bring it on. Or they're like,
I'm terrified.
Hiding under a rock.
Yeah.
But this article has a really interesting take on competition.
They do. They have a balanced view because on one hand, competition validates your niche.
Right. It means there's a market people are spending money.
Exactly. But Too much competition, especially from the big players, can be really intimidating.
It's like trying to play basketball with LeBron James.
Exactly. You're going to get dunked on.
Yeah. So how do you avoid getting completely schooled?
That's where the article talks about finding those content gaps.
Okay.
So what are the big players missing? What unique perspective can you bring to the table?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. What are your experiences? What do you know that they don't?
So it's not just about finding a niche.
Right.
It's about finding your lane within that niche.
100%.
Okay. But let's be real for a second.
Okay.
We all want to make some money, right?
I mean, yeah, that's kind of the point.
And this article doesn't shy away from the profit talk.
No, they get it. They talk about high ticket versus high volume products, those sweet, sweet recurring commissions.
Oh, yeah. The holy grail.
I know, right? But they also drop some serious wisdom here.
Okay.
Don't get blinded by a big commission rate alone.
Oh, that's so true.
It's like falling for a data profile with zero personality.
Ooh, burn.
Looks aren't everything, right?
So true.
You got to look at the bigger picture. Are people in this niche actually buying solutions? Do they see value in what's being offered?
So it's not just about how much money you could make.
Right.
It's about finding a niche where people are actually ready to invest in themselves.
100%.
Which brings us to another big takeaway, evergreen niches.
Ah, yes. The gift that keeps on giving.
Okay, but explain it to me like I'm five, because I feel like people throw that term around.
Okay. Imagine this. Remember that questionable fashion choice you made back in the day?
Which one?
Any of them. We all have them.
Okay, true.
Yeah, so you know those trends? They come and go, right? They're here 1 minute, gone the next.
And then you see pictures of yourself and you're like, what was I thinking?
Exactly. That's what chasing trends in business can be like.
Ouch.
Yeah. So instead, you want to focus on the things that people will always need.
Like?
Health, wealth, relationships, personal growth. These are evergreen niches. They're like that classic white t-shirt in your closet, always relevant, always in style.
So while the specifics might change,
right,
the core need stays the same.
Exactly. And that's what makes them so powerful.
So you're not building your business on something that's going to disappear in 6 months.
Right. You're playing the long game here. And evergreen niches are your ticket to sustainability.
It's like you're swiping right on a niche.
Instead of just, you know, a random person on the internet.
Okay, I'm loving this analogy.
Right.
So to wrap up, this deep dive has been awesome. We covered so much good stuff from that your own online income blog post.
Yeah, it was packed with actionable advice. Like, I'm taking notes over here.
You do.
But, you know, this whole conversation got me thinking about an interesting twist on niche selection.
Ooh, a plot twist. I love it.
So the article was all about finding a niche you're passionate about, which, of course, is great.
Yeah.
But what about niches where you've actually lived through the problem you're solving?
Ooh, that's next level.
Right.
Because it's one thing to understand something in your head.
Right, like you've read about it, you've researched it.
Yeah, but when you've been there.
When you've walked in those shoes.
It hits different.
It does. It adds this whole other layer of authenticity and empathy that you just can't fake.
People can spot a phony from a mile away.
Exactly. They can smell it a mile away.
But when you're speaking from experience,
it resonates on a whole other level.
That's powerful stuff.
It's like turning your wounds into wisdom.
Ooh, I like that. Write that down.
Right. And who knows, your past experiences, those challenges you've overcome, those could be the key to building a wildly successful affiliate marketing business.
It's like that saying, your mess is your message.
Yes.
So to our listeners out there, think about that for a second. What are those experiences that have shaped you?
Where is that intersection between your story and something that other people are struggling with?
Because that could be your golden ticket.
It could be. And honestly, with that thought, I think we've given our listeners plenty to chew on today.
Yeah. If you're not inspired to start your affiliate marketing journey after this deep dive.
Check your pulse.
Seriously. But remember, this isn't a sprint. It's a marathon.
Pace yourself.
Do your research. Find that niche that lights you up.
And don't be afraid to pivot if things aren't working out.
Because you never know. Your perfect niche might be just around the corner.
Absolutely. It's out there waiting, Cranio.
Go get them.
Go get them.